Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
If you've ever had that pesky 500 internal server error and your website's not loading, you know, if you're like me and you're not the most technical guy, but you're somewhat technical because you're building WordPress websites and your site goes down and you get this 500 internal server error, you kind of panic and you kind of freak out. And we kind of wanted to touch on how you're going to go about fixing that. And Tim's going to talk about it, but before he dives into what you're going to need to do to fix that, I wanted to say that we're going to put a link in the show notes to an article that Elegant Themes wrote. It's still applicable today because the way they fixed it 3 or 4 years ago in their blog post is the same steps that you're going to make today. What's good news is our good friend Matt. Matt, I don't know if I'm saying your last name right or wrong, Philly or Filey, made a video on it for Elegant Themes' YouTube channel. So if you're like me and you're a visual learner as opposed to reading the mountain of text in the blog post, go check out Matt's video on Elegant Themes' YouTube channel, and he walks you through it as well. So Tim, without further ado, take it away.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you haven't noticed, you've been listening to our episodes, we've done a few different, more technical episodes that are common WordPress issues. And we're referred to an article so you can look at the text and kind of see the steps laid out step by step, because on an audio podcast, it can't exactly walk you through all the, you know, the code snippets and stuff that you might need. But we wanted to basically refer everyone to really helpful articles to solve these issues and then talk through the steps that you can take so you kind of understand what, you know, what's happening behind the scenes. Before we go into how you fix the error, one thing that's really important is that you have a solid backup solution in place so that when errors like this happen, you have security, you know, you have that insurance of the fact that, you know, if your server is completely dead or whatever, you're not losing anything. You have it backed up and you have the backup stored in an external server or cloud storage or whatever. So that's always a first step. And I guess one thing I do want to say is there's different kinds of 500 errors for servers. So anything, there's 501, 502, and then there's just kind of general 500. And so the most common is the 500 internal server error. And it can be kind of a panic type situation, because when you're on the site and you see that, it's every single page. It's not just like one page where you get like a 404 error when the content's not found. It doesn't load anything on your site. It doesn't load your theme. It's a server error. And so you just see the white of the page and then, you know, a black text that says 500 internal server error. So it can be a little bit scary. And so that's why, again, referring to having a solid backup solution in place so that no matter what, you still have everything preserved safely. But just because you get that error doesn't mean that you lost anything at all. And so the first thing that you can do, or I guess let me take a step back. There's usually two reasons why you're getting that error. And the first reason is because of a corrupted .htaccess file. And then a second is because of memory limit. And we actually, a couple episodes back, talked about how to increase your PHP memory limit. So I'm not going to go into detail there. You can refer to that episode. But the .htaccess file is a hidden file on your server. And it essentially is a server file. So it's not anything that WordPress is directly saving to or anything like that, but it kind of gives your server instructions on how to do different things. And so the way you can fix the corrupted.htaccess file is essentially to generate a new one, a fresh one, so to speak. And so if you are using an FTP client, which we highly recommend, just make sure that you have the hidden files setting enabled, because again, it's a hidden file. And then the easiest way to create a new one is, first, you can rename the current one to something else, .htaccess.backup.old.2021, corrupted, whatever. And that will essentially make it so your server is not using that file anymore. And then you can create a fresh one. And so essentially to create a fresh one, you just create a new file and name it .htaccess. And then there's some standard things in the article that you can put in that htaccess file that WordPress needs. It's pretty simple. So yeah, that's kind of the main thing that you need to worry about is fixing that .htaccess file. And you might be wondering, okay, well, how did it get corrupted? Did I get hacked? That could be one of the things that could happen, but more than likely it's something that happened on your server. Maybe you installed a plugin. A lot of times plugins will write to the .htaccess file for certain things, especially like security plugins like WordFence or iTheme Security. And so you might want to kind of retrace your steps. You know, what were you doing before that happened? Did you install any plugins? Did you configure anything that might affect that .htaccess file? And then kind of retrace your steps and you can undo those things and stop using that plugin if it was a plugin that did it. So again, refer to the article because it's going to walk you through. But I guess number one thing is don't panic. And if you are listening to this before you're having any type of errors, as a reminder, set up a really good backup solution. So everything is going to be A-OK, even if the server completely died.
Wow, Tim, I didn't hear. Can you say all of that again real quick, please?
Yeah, let me start over. So the .htaccess file.
No, I'm just playing. I like to have fun every now and then, if you know me. This is something that scared the ever-living Dickens out of me when it happened to me. And believe me, if it's never happened to you before and you're new in the WordPress game and you're developing sites, it's going to happen. Don't freak out. It's going to be okay. There's ways to fix it. Follow the link in the show notes. Go watch the video or listen to this podcast. Tim kind of gave some really great step-by-step stuff that you're going to want to do. Tomorrow, we've got another great episode on WP the Podcast. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.